KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's sunny and 65 degrees here at the KJAN studios in Atlantic. Today we do look for partly cloudy skies and a high getting up near 94 degrees. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription at Medicap Pharmacy. The Atlantic Police Department has begun planning for a deer hunt this year after the City Council recently passed an ordinance providing that hunting be allowed for deer within the Atlantic City limits. The Atlantic Police Department is now taking calls from residents that would like to hunt their own land or would allow a licensed hunter to hunt on their property. Property owners that have a number of deer on their land or have experienced deer problems may contact the Atlantic Police Department and give their address and phone number so a list can be compiled of available lands to hunt. Hunters will then be given information to seek the landowner's permission to hunt on specific properties. Larger parcels may be hunted by more than one hunter. If a landowner is not contacted by a hunter, they are encouraged to call the Atlantic Police Department and they will attempt to get a deer hunter for your land. All hunters will be tested for competency and safety prior to being issued a city hunting permit. The ordinance arose after many complaints of deer being struck by vehicles and property damage were reported in the Atlantic area. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
An eastern Nebraska man is now jailed on charges that he lured at least three boys to Council Bluffs and molested them, perhaps hundreds of times over several years. 22 counts of sexual child abuse are filed against 32-year-old Robert Schuster, who lives near Lincoln, Nebraska. Lancaster County, Nebraska Sheriff Larry Wagner says Schuster befriended the parents of his victims to place himself in a position to be alone with those children.
He was taking younger children from here to Iowa to some kind of event and then spending the night with children in the Council Bluffs area. So that's sort of how that whole thing developed.
Court documents indicate Schuster lured children from the Lincoln area to Council Bluffs between 2002 and 2009. The boys ranged in age from 7 to 16. Authorities say more boys may have been the victims and their urge to come forward. Wagner says Schuster perfected his routine to obtain access to the boys.
He would befriend the parents of children and then just really kind of a typical sort of grooming process where he would befriend the parents and then put himself in a position to be alone with the children.
The investigation was launched after an unnamed 19-year-old Lincoln, Nebraska person told authorities that Schuster started sexually assaulting him in 2005. The suspect is known as Robbie and changed his last name from Mulder to Schuster in 2005. Schuster was arrested in Council Bluffs and is in Pottawatomie County Jail on $50,000 bond. A two-vehicle crash in Guthrie County Wednesday resulted in one injury. On Wednesday, shortly before 4 p.m., a 2008 Ford F-25 driven by 26-year-old Justin Zika of Adele was southbound on Wax Trail in Guthrie County just north of 330th Street when he crested a hill. At the same time, a 2012 Honda Civic driven by 68-year-old Barbara Richt of West Des Moines was northbound on Wax Trail. Zika panicked as he crested the hill and saw Richt's vehicle. Zika thought his brake was on, but instead accelerated as he approached Richt. Zika was in the northbound lane when his vehicle struck Richt's vehicle, as both vehicles ended up in the ditch. Richt was transported by Stewart Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines for treatment of unknown injuries. Her vehicle was totaled. Zika did not sustain injuries. His vehicle sustained about $5,000 damage. He was cited for driving the wrong way on a two-way road. The Harlan Police Department reports the arrests of several people the past few weeks. On July 14th, two people were arrested in separate incidents. 40-year-old Chad Weiss of Omaha was arrested when police were called to Veterans Memorial Auditorium for a disturbance. The investigation determined that Weiss had assaulted two people. He was taken into custody and transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with assault and public intoxication. Also on July 14th, a 15-year-old male was arrested when officers patrolling the Shelby County Fairgrounds witnessed the juvenile threatening another person with a knife and demanding money. He was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs, where he was charged with a Class B felony robbery. On July 12th, 23-year-old Cameron Behrens of Harlan was cited for failure to maintain control and striking fixtures upon a highway in a July 4th incident where mailboxes were struck in the 300 block of 7th Street. An agricultural meteorologist says the intensity of this year's drought has surpassed the last major drought in the Midwest experienced back in 1988 and is starting to rival far worse droughts dating back to the Dust Bowl days of the 1930s. DTN's Bryce Anderson says the scope of the last big drought was not an extensive one, and it wasn't as extensive as the one that the region is seeing now.
In 1988, 24 years ago, the drought was on its way to being broken, because in around this time of July, there were some pretty notable thunderstorms that were developing in a broad-scale pattern, starting in western Iowa and then working eastward.
This summer, with all those days where highs have been in the upper 90s and low 100s, Anderson says Iowa's experienced more heat in recent months than back in 1988.
We've had three or four real sustained heat waves that have obviously pulled crops into disaster categories and have made their impact in terms of how municipalities have to deal with their water resources and things like this. In 88, there was some of that, but again, not nearly the extent that we've got going on right now.
And also in state news, the Blackhawk County chief deputy investigating the disappearance of two Iowa cousins missing for nearly a week says one of the parents may not be cooperating 100%. Family members say Misty and Dan Morrissey, parents of 10-year-old Lila Cook Morrissey, have talked to an attorney who is advising that they stop talking and taking polygraph tests. Both Morrisseys have spent time in prison on unrelated drug charges. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, 94-year-old Margaret B. Sheeter of Guthrie Center died Monday at New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Margaret B. Sheeter will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. 70-year-old Janice Knudsen of Coralville and formerly Atlantic died on Thursday at Mercy Hospice Care in Atlantic. Funeral services for Janice Knudsen will be held this morning at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 82-year-old Arlene Claver of Atlantic died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Arlene Claver are going to be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 81-year-old Phyllis Knapp of Casey died Monday at her home, as funeral services for Phyllis Knapp will be held tomorrow at 10:30 in the United Methodist Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 85-year-old Leland Jerome Miller, formerly from Harlan, died on May 14th in Arizona. Graveside services with military rites for Leland Jerome Miller will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And 103-year-old Edna M. Hansen of Harlan died on Wednesday in Harlan. A prayer service for Edna Hansen will be held tomorrow at 3 p.m. at the Burmeister Johansen Funeral Home in Harlan. That's our news on KJAN, brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Brett Johnson, reporting for KJAN News.